Hi, and welcome to Total Success Training Podcasts. We've recorded these to give you an insight into some of the topics we train on our open courses. Each of our podcasts have been recorded from an actual training course or seminar, so you get a chance to hear the interaction we have with our course delegates. How we lead, discuss, teach, question, and interact in a live setting. Our delegates always comment that our courses are both informative and fun. In each of our podcasts, we'll show a small extract from one of our courses, and you'll soon realise that we teach practical skills that can be incorporated into your day-to-day work immediately. If you like what you hear and would like more information about our training courses, or would like to book one, please contact us on www.totalsuccess.co.uk. One of the key things about this area of motivation, and this is why I say motivation itself is a simple concept. Before you can thank somebody for their part in the plan, for how they've managed the day-to-day or the hour-to-hour, the week-to-week achievement towards a bigger picture, what you've always got to do is you've got to first identify the end result. You've got to articulate it to the group. How you articulate it can be part of how they buy into it. But at the first part, you've got to put what we call the end in mind. You've got to know what the goal, the objective, the target is. Identify that, communicate that. As we say, break it down. And at each breakdown, somebody can see how I'm fitting into the ladder of success. And at each stage, as you go up that ladder, you thank them, you praise them, you explain to them how it's achieving the overall goal. So again, if you're looking at number one in sales activity, somebody who's organised their files so that they're able to contact more customers. Yeah. Well, that's great, because now we'll be able to contact twice as many people as we would before. Excellent work, well done. That means that we're now on the next stage towards, you know, that financial success, being the number one team. And so, you know, that person then can feel that although they've done a fairly mundane job, it fits into the bigger picture.
Yeah.
So they can see whether even a small personal effort. I bring this down to even, you know, if you can motivate people who sometimes don't have a great feeling of how they fit into the bigger picture. Cleaners in an organisation, if you talk to the person who cleans the organisation, they'll have a great pride in how well they do their job.
Yeah.
You know, this office is spotless. And if you can tie that into, yeah, because one of the things, when somebody walks into this office, they see the organisation, they see that we are an organisation that's not only professional attitude, but also when they look around, it just gives that perception as, you know, it's organised, it's clean, it's professional. And you're a key part of that. And that's why, you know, I just say, you know, what the job you do on that really adds to the overall. You don't always get the praise you need for that, but I'm really impressed with the way in which the attitude you show towards, you know, the way in which you keep this office spick and span. It's like, you know, you don't have to put the extra bit of polish on there, but you do that,
yeah.
And I really appreciate that. That person walks away, it might have been the only time in their life they've ever been praised. For work that they do. They have their own personal motivations to doing it. But when it's recognised, every time they do it from then on, there's a little bit of you comes with that, you know, the extra bit of effort, that little bit of notice, that doing that bit more each time gives them that motivation to carry on doing it. And that's a very important concept in motivation. Set a target, break it down, get people to recognise each of their personal contributions towards that, and when they do that, you add your personal reward to that, which allows them to see that although what they're doing may be fairly mundane in concept, it actually adds to the overall picture and helping out everybody and towards the actual goal itself.
Thank you for listening to this Total Success Training Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the extract and have taken away at least one technique that you'll find both useful and valuable. At Total Success, we run open courses on a wide range of topics, plus we have the expertise to run bespoke in-house courses at your location throughout the UK. We also sell training packs that contain full course instructions, a full set of PowerPoint slides, a copy of a delegate manual, and all course activities. If you'd like more information about our training courses, training packs, or would like to book with us, please contact us on www.totalsuccess.co.uk.